You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's House.
Okay. Hi, hi. How are things? It's the podcast again. Look at us back here. All part of the Ace and TJ family. Hang on a second. I need to let me clear my throat. Sorry. Mm-hmm. We just ate lunch, so...
So you have to clear your throat for lunch.
Yeah, I got gravy. Yeah, just ew, hanging gross. Out back there.
All right.
Okay, so you know the drill. This is the part where we tell you to go listen to all the other things on the Ace and TJ app because we need all the support we can get. Not this podcast because it's thriving.
Oh, I'm sure.
The rest of them are struggling. Yeah, right. The rest of them are just, you know, they're just like on their last breath, like.
Yes. I'm sure this is just a booming podcast.
I think it's the only one left that doesn't have a title sponsor.
That means we suck.
I know it does.
We suck donkey butt.
I know. Adam keeps saying, no, I got this person interested.
That's
and that
a lie.
Person. And then I was like, nobody's wanting to sponsor. I mean, even Alexis's podcast has a sponsor, title sponsor.
And nobody.
It's fantastic.
Nobody wants this.
No. So anyway, there's Ace at Large. There's Nerd News with Rob, In the Loop with Alexis, Why I'm Single with that Sarah chick. By the way, it's not hard to figure out why she's single.
That is rude.
What?
The Why do you say that?
Because the whole show is about how she makes bad decisions with relationships.
Okay, that is rude. Don't.
It's built upon her making a spreadsheet as to why she has lost that love so much. The whole thing is about dysfunction and her, you know, making mistakes in relationships. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about. She's a sweet girl. She's very nice.
She just hasn't found the right person yet.
And you know what else she is that makes me know that she's a great person and smart? Mm. She's a huge fan of mine.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, I just was hoping you weren't going to say that for all of our sakes.
She's all fangirl with me.
Oh, God. Okay.
You know, she does that whole thing with Ace every week, and he's just like, she's like, oh, Ace, whatever, blah, 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 blah. But around me, she's all fangirl.
Is this like in your dreams?
No, it's the truth.
Is this a story you made up?
It's the truth.
Okay.
And then in The Hangover with Riggins is the other one. In the Hangover with Riggins.
All right.
So today we have a special guest on the podcast. She's not here yet. She's on her way. Actually, she is. She's just not talking yet because it's not time. Is our daughter Lainey, but it's because today is her birthday. She's 21 years old today.
Woohoo!
So we will be talking to her, and she's already got a belly full of mimosas, so that should be fun. We'll get to it next.
TJ and Jody's House.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
TJ and Jody's House.
Oh, here we are back again. Back. So I've been excited about this, and credit where credit is due. Finally, Jody had a good idea of something to do for the podcast.
Finally.
Well, you never have any ideas, and you get mad.
I do.
No, you don't. You say, we go through this every week because you say, it's not my job to come up with stuff. It's your job, and this and the other. So she said, hey, it's Lainey's birthday Wednesday, which is, I mean, Thursday. What's today? Wednesday?
Wednesday, boy. Yeah,
when we're recording the podcast, so we're going to be taking her out. Let's just take her in and make a podcast out of her birthday. It's 21.
Sure.
So, Lainey's 21. How about that?
How about that?
Yeah, I know. So crazy. I don't know what you wanted me to say there.
Nothing. I just want you to just talk. Just, okay. You know, your brother's not here today to interfere with you or anything like that or try to steal the limelight.
It's all right.
Did you want him here? Are you better with him here or without him here?
Either one.
Doesn't matter.
I just can't stop looking at that screen.
Well, stop.
I'm sorry.
I can't stop like your father.
Okay. There's a screen that shows.
Why are you smacking gum in the microphone, Joe? Yeah, disgusting.
Mom, stop. Take that out.
I just hit my teeth again.
Well, that's not hard. Ew. Teeth are huge. Huge.
Okay, yeah. Back to Lainey.
But take it out. That's gross.
I chew gum every time.
Mm-hmm.
And I can hear it.
What?
Can you hear it when you listen to the podcast?
No, I'm just kidding.
Then shut it, Lainey.
Okay, so we met at a place. It's a new restaurant, and we were gonna have brunch, which my little friend Jenny loves when we talk about brunch because she thinks it's silly.
Mm-hmm.
And get Lainey, let her order a mimosa for the first time.
Yeah.
But they don't have brunch. They stopped serving breakfast at 11. So we've been to two restaurants. And you've had a mimosa legally.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little bit of a flight of mimosas that you shared with your drinking mom.
And dad.
I don't drink mimosas.
Yeah, you did. And you got carded.
Yeah, I got carded twice because I look like I'm 15. So
that's a good thing. Mm. You'll be glad of that one day.
I hope that sticks with me. Then.
It will.
Well, I mean, you put enough sunscreen on your face.
I know. You
might as well be wearing a hockey mask.
Well, I don't want my face to get sun.
She hasn't won an 11.
Like mine, Jody. Like my 11 between my eyes.
I didn't mean that. When
no,
I said
not,
it.
Not at all. Did you?
Oh my God, I cracked myself up.
Anywho, back to Lainey.
So what are we doing for the rest of the day?
Taking a nap.
Yeah, I guess so.
Lainey loves a nap, like her dad.
Well, okay, so our original plan, well, since we went to Vegas when I was 17, and ever since then, I was like, when I turn 21, I'm going to come back, and it'll be my 21st birthday. We're going to come back to Vegas. And then, obviously, Vegas is not the same as it was. How many years? Is that four?
COVID.
Yeah, with I don't know many years.
I think it's getting there, but you do not want to go to Vegas in June. You will burst into flames.
Well, I said in October, but I don't know if October it'll still be.
Going in the summer is, I mean.
It is hot.
She's young. Jody, they don't care about heat. But
she is so hot nature.
But so am I. But I know, but you don't plan a vacation around it's being too hot.
I would.
It's your 21st birthday and you're going to go, no, I'm going to wait until October where I can see the heat a little bit.
Well,
better.
Then let's go to Vegas.
Well,
let's go.
We can't because they're still masking in certain areas. It's not wide open.
I thought it was wide open.
We'll be in the air conditioned clubs. We'd be like,
I'm not going to be in it.
She wants to go. Yeah. We're going to have to. We're cool
parents. I'm not going to the club.
I'm a cool parent. I'll go.
Okay, first of all, the club doesn't get going until about 11 or 12,
now,
Paul.
You know, when we go places on Fridays, we'll fly somewhere or do something, and I am pumped, and I will stay up the rest of the night.
True.
So
you can't push through.
If baby girl wants to go clubs, I'll go to clubs.
I do not want to
I want to see
club.
Pauly D. I hope he's still in Vegas. Oh my God. I think he lives there. But
you know, our little friend Jenny will go to Vegas in 2 seconds. Doesn't
she's
matter.
She's not going to a club.
Well, I wouldn't go to a club.
Oh, I guarantee she won't.
No, because she wouldn't want to beat people up on her and all. So then that'd just be you and me, Lainey. How creepy is that? You and your dad going to the club.
So weird.
Even if I don't know how much I would like a club either, though. Just everyone being, because I was on the floor one time for a Drake concert, and that was horrible.
Yeah, you got scared.
Yeah, I got scared. Crushed. Everyone was sweaty and everything like that. So I was like, I don't know how
we could get a suite or something.
In the club?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's not the club experience, though. I got to be in the DJ booth with Pauly D. And
girl, I don't know what your obsession is with Pauly D.
I think he DJs there sometimes.
Yeah, he does. That's
okay. He lives there.
He has a residency.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how he made all his money.
You think he's
Pauly
cute?
D from from Jersey Shore.
You no, think- I don't think he's cute. He's just...
He's cool.
One of my favorites on cool. the show. Because Jersey yeah. Shore is my favorite show ever.
Oh, yeah. That's so, a good one.
Yeah, so he's one of my favorites on there.
I did. Hmm? Why are y'all looking at me?
What? I thought you were about to say something. What?
No, I used to love watching Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
I don't like the new one so much.
No, I don't like the new one, but I watched the old one on repeat. And then I just got Paramount Plus, and they have Snooki and JWoww on there, so I've been watching that, too.
Okay, so we were just talking the other night. Okay. Was it last night? No, I wasn't home last night. I was out being a cat daddy.
Ew.
Thank you.
I don't like that word.
Freak. Weirdo.
So I guess it was the night before last, and we were talking about Lainey turning 21. And there was a whole big, you know, discussion. Well, they happen, you know, here or there with Lainey at college about getting a fake ID and all this because her friends turned 21 way before she did mm-hmm. and all this stuff. And then Jody said, well, and you made it without getting a fake. And then Jody followed that with, well, that's better than I did. Now, Jody could drink legally in Louisiana during her day, way back in the day, at 18. So uh-huh. for her to have a fake ID to go out to the clubs and drinking and everything, she wasn't but about 16.
So by 21, I was over it.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Aren't I you was. Proud of your mother? You see what kind of stock you come from, Lainey?
Anyway.
Clubbing at 16.
I was
16.
Over it by 21.
Smoking cigarettes.
I wasn't smoking cigarettes at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's you. No, I didn't smoke. No.
Not at 16. I was an athlete.
Okay.
I was smoking
We're
at
not
16.
Here to toot your horn. Let's get back on
okay,
this.
Okay, so back on this, being that your mom was out drinking at 16, being a bar fly.
I wasn't a bar fly. Mm-hmm. It's just sometimes on the weekend. My friends were older, so I wanted to go out with them. They were 18.
Mm-hmm.
And so I needed to go out with them.
Yeah.
No, my friends are older, too. But I'm too scared of authority. Like, I thought I would get caught.
Yeah, well, you should have grown up in Louisiana.
Yeah, well, I didn't.
Thank God you didn't.
Yeah, I did not. I know.
It was fine.
Well, being in Nashville, it's kind of hard when, I mean, my two roommates turn, well, one of my roommates is about to turn 22. So she's been legal for a long time. And then my other roommate turned 21 in March, and I couldn't go out with her and her friends because I didn't have my fake. And I mean, I stayed at the bar for a little bit longer than I should have. They put X's on my hands, but I still got to go. I got to ride a mechanical bull. It was fun. I pretended like I was 21 for a little bit. But now I am.
Now you are.
Wow.
Whoopee. It's not so, mm-hmm. How do you feel different?
No, not at all. I mean, whenever they carted me, I was just like, oh, okay. I guess it's okay for me. And then I was drinking and at the table, and I was like kind of looking around, but I was like, oh, I guess it doesn't really matter now. I
mean, feels weird.
Yeah, because I had a very manly dreamsicle with the brunch, which was orange juice and vodka and some kind of cream champagne, whatever mixed together. And I pushed it across the table for her to taste, and she got all scared. Like, oh, she shouldn't be doing it.
That's good. That's good.
But you know what? I think, Jody, I don't know for sure, but I watch a lot of crime shows, and so I pick up a lot of things from detective work and things like that, and to be an amateur detective. I'm about, I don't know, at least 35% sure Lainey has had alcohol before today.
35%?
The way she acted. I bet she may have had a Truly.
I'm about 99.9% sure.
Have you ever tasted a Truly or anything like that?
No.
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 Never in my life have I. No.
But I'm just saying, don't abuse it like your mom does. You'll be all
right. Okay, yeah, Mr. Creamsicle or whatever you drinking.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Mom doesn't abuse that.
Now, Lainey, can I ask you something? I need to ask you something. I'm going to.
Okay.
Does mom use the word mimosas in the singular?
Well,
like, does she say, let's go get a mimosas?
Yeah. Well, because she started saying that, and I was like, am I saying it wrong?
I knew you would notice
mimosa.
Yeah, it's one. It's a single mimosa, and then if you have two, it's mimosas.
Okay.
But
you just started saying that.
I don't. I probably was just talking. I wasn't paying attention. No, but of course y'all were.
No, I actually, no. When you said it, I was like, that actually might be the right way to say it. And I've been saying it wrong.
That's
so.
The same exact thing I thought, but yeah. I never think that I'm
maybe
wrong.
Maybe that is.
You never think what?
That I'm wrong.
Oh, so I amen to that. Mimosa or mimosas?
Yeah. One is mimosa, right? Okay.
We had a flight of mimosas.
Yeah.
And we had a mimosa at the first place. Right.
Don't be making that face at me. I was actually.
I'm not. Your dad always has to bring up something that's rude.
All I did was notice it. Oh. And I was asking. I was asking if my daughter noticed
right.
the
this
same
is
thing
about
that
her
I did.
21.
I know. And I'm pointing out how observant she is.
Ugh.
That you say a mimosas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have one mimosas.
Okay.
Well, I thought, like I said, I thought that's how it was.
Girl, you knew that's when how
no,
it was.
I wasn't.
You're just trying to be nice.
No. I no. I actually thought. I'm not lying.
You are. You're trying to be nice. Your dad's a butthole, and you're trying to be nice.
No, I did. Because I was like, well.
It's okay. I'm okay. Okay.
I'm not even going to explain anymore, because you won't believe me. But
no,
I
won't, because you're too sweet, and your dad is a butthole.
Whatever.
Move on, butt wipe.
I swear we didn't talk about that beforehand.
Why are you crying? It's not that funny, dork. Shut up.
It's so funny.
You're stupid.
All right. Well.
Silly, silly.
All right. Well, what time is it? Because I think
time for you to go to bed.
I think I'm about ready to settle down and have a beers.
Goodness. A beers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, on menus it says mimosas. Sorry, I don't mean to keep the conversation at the same thing, but I was just.
It says mimosas on a menu.
She's so terrified of you, Jody. That's why she has to keep
really
trying.
Yeah, I'm really scared.
Trying to clear it up.
She just knows how rude and mean you are. She's trying to fix it.
I'm not rude or mean.
I'm honestly just trying to explain what I was thinking. I wasn't trying to take anyone's side.
Uh-huh.
She can't stop this.
I know, squirrel.
She's focused on.
I can't stop looking at it.
The recording on the computer shows a what would you call that? The sound waves as it records, and Lainey's mesmerized by it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looked like it glitched a second, and she froze.
I just need to look the other way with my eyes closed.
So I don't know where she gets that kind of thing.
But yeah.
Lainey and I will be, if there's something that we're trying to do and there's something on TV, we freeze and stare at the TV. And
you know. Y'all do have a lot of things alike, except that she is so much sweeter than you.
I was that sweet when I was her age.
I know what happened. You were that sweet when I met you.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Then.
You got old.
No.
Crabby.
What changed in my life when I met you?
You got older.
No, I met you.
Uh-huh. Well, I can go.
Lainey doesn't like when we joke like
no,
that.
No, she doesn't.
No. So you have to look the other way. I don't like looking the other way.
I'll turn it this way.
Thanks.
All right. So can you even see it now?
No.
Now you're wondering what it's doing.
No, it's fine. Okay. I was honestly looking at the time. Even though I don't know what time you're supposed to start and stop, I just was like looking at it go.
Yeah. So are we eating sushi tonight?
I think so. I would enjoy to eat sushi. That did not sound right. I would enjoy to eat sushi. But the places around here don't really have. I need to order another drink for my birthday, I guess. But the places around here that have sushi don't have good drinks that
well,
I would
make,
like.
They can make whatever you want.
But what do I ask for? I don't know.
Well, do you want a sweet, fruity drink?
Probably.
Do you want a martini?
No,
no,
gosh.
You don't want that.
Ooh. No, no, no. That's a little bit much. I've heard.
I don't know. Your dad likes those at lunch.
Because I'm in a soap opera, Jody. Duh. I like to pretend like I'm Victor Newman from The Young and the Restless. And I want them filthy. A filthy martini. Not just dirty. Filthy.
So we're going to go to sushi.
So, do you want some, maybe try some of those drinks that Michael and I try when Mom and Jenny make fun of us for drinking girly drinks?
Yeah, probably. I think those sound the most appetizing to me than, I mean.
Because we can tell them how to make it. They'll do it.
Yeah, that's true. I just don't want to be a pest. Like if something's on the menu, then I'm going to order it on the menu. I don't want to make my own.
Well, that's what they're there for.
I know.
You don't want to change up what's on the menu?
No, I do that anyway with food, so.
Who would do that?
She's trying to throw a slam on me.
I know she is. I know. I tried to block it because I do the same. Well, that's why today, too, I felt bad about, you know.
Why?
Breakfast.
Why'd you feel bad?
Because we had to switch.
Who cares? Me. They should serve breakfast longer than 11.
No, 11's usually the normal cutoff for breakfast. Yeah.
I thought it was 2.
Yeah, but I thought at a place that only served breakfast and lunch that they would serve breakfast through the lunch thing. But it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. At 11 sense.
They stop. But it wasn't a big deal.
Don't they stop serving breakfast at fast food places at 10:30?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That wasn't a big deal at all to move elsewhere.
It was, though.
No, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. And you look like you're about to cry.
I wasn't about to cry. I'm sitting in the sun. I'm squinting because I have such light eyes that the sun just hurts them so bad. Mm-hmm. And I was squinting, but I wasn't about to cry over that.
I know what you were doing.
No, ma'am.
She's so mean.
I didn't know somebody had hurt her feelings or something.
Always.
Well, we were sitting right there with
her. I don't know what was on her phone.
Uh-huh. Well, then the way to handle it, if you really are concerned, is not to go, why are you like you're about to cry? What's wrong with you? Are you about to cry?
I'm not.
And I didn't say it like that. Yeah, you did.
People at the other tables are looking like, what's going on?
They did not.
They were. They were staring. It was embarrassing.
They were staring at you.
It was embarrassing.
Pulling all of your stuff out of your drink and laying it on the table like a big salad. That's what they were staring at.
They put a buffet in my
thank you,
Bloody Mary.
And then he sucks through the straw and he gets this thing of cheese stuck in a straw.
Yeah, and
then
cheese and a Bloody Mary.
It was you they were looking at, my dear.
What
you.
The hell?
That was the funniest
and
thing.
And you're piling up all your salad from your drink on the table, not on the napkin.
No, it was on the...
I didn't want to use the napkin because I thought we were going to eat and I would have needed that napkin.
No, he didn't. He used the sticker that goes around the napkin and he put
and he tried to put all of it on that tiny little sticker.
And it fit. It did.
But then at dinner, I mean, not dinner. What? At breakfast when we went the most recent place, he took the orange slice they gave him and put it on like one of those little butter packets because he didn't want to use his napkin. That was a funny one. Yeah, I will say.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I mean, they
orange balancing on a butter.
Because I'm.
One of those tiny.
Yeah, like a Cracker Barrel, like one of those.
Look, I didn't even notice that.
I'm not a big fan of garnish.
We would never know since you pile it up.
Well, because, I mean, if they're not, you don't put it on the plate if you're not supposed to eat it. Gordon Ramsay 101.
I love him too.
I go, what is this? Am I supposed to eat that? It's plastic greenery. Am I supposed to eat that?
You donut. I'm not eating that.
Then what is it doing on the plate? If you're not supposed to eat it, why is it on the plate? So. I bet you they throw away so many little orange slices at that place we just left. Everything comes out with an orange.
None of them have been balanced on a little stick of butter.
I would love to be cleaning up that table and be like, y'all, come here.
That dude is a freak.
Y'all, come here. Come see. Well, because I worked as a hostess at a restaurant in Nashville, and they made us bust the tables, too. And every time I would bust a table and something weird was going on, I'd be like, hey, y'all come over here. Look at this. Or I'd be like, they didn't eat their dessert. So I can't imagine the people cleaning up our table. They're like, y'all come look at this orange slice on this butter packet.
Well, I didn't want to I did. I laid it right on the table. And then your mom griped about that. So I just put it on the... Because they only give you one napkin when you start out. And I'm going to need more than that.
Well, all you got to say is, could I please have some more napkins?
Then y'all be like, my guy, high maintenance.
Well.
But it was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was really good, but I don't like cheese in my Bloody Mary. Call me crazy. I don't like shredded cheese in my Bloody Marys. I've never
but
even
you couldn't
seen
get
that.
The cheese out.
I got it out.
No, it was not. It was sinking all to the bottom.
But I got a lot of it out.
And then
the
you
top.
Sucked it through the straw.
Because I couldn't drink, my lips couldn't drink it out of the glass.
No, it was like.
You ever try to drink a solid? It doesn't work. You don't
that
drink
wasn't
food.
Even, it wasn't like it was small Parmesan shredded cheese. It was mozzarella cheese.
Yeah, grated mozzarella. Like shredded mozzarella.
Oh, man. But it's art. It is.
It had a big old celery wedge, and it had a pickle in it, a dill spear, and then it had
people
a lime.
Love that though.
It had a lime and then cheese. I know, and I should have. Most of the Bloody Marys I get though don't have food in them, but I know that some people like to make a buffet out of their Bloody Marys, and I don't. They put sliders in them, and they put
they do not put sliders.
Yes, they do, and they put quesadillas in them. I mean, they do. They slice up quesadilla triangles and stick those down in there.
But why Bloody Mary? Like, of all the drinks, why is it that one?
I don't know.
Tomato?
I guess because it's savory.
Ugh.
It's a savory drink, so I don't know, but I don't like all of that.
Well, we know.
So sue me. I took the cheese out of my Bloody Mary. I took the shredded mozzarella.
The thing is, that pizza didn't come out. Did you not see it all floating in there?
No, can you put cheese in tomato soup? Is that a normal thing? Maybe that's what they're thinking
of. But it melts, and then you stir it up in there with it. You don't, I mean, you don't try to drink cheese.
No, you'll choke.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened one too many times to me.
It's the same reason I wouldn't want pulp and orange. You don't like pulp and orange juice, Jody.
Uh-uh.
Think about cheese pulp and tomato juice. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad.
Why? I drank it.
Because we're being so rude about this drink.
Oh, bad to them?
About
No. No, it's just the way they make it. It's not their fault. It's mine.
And I'm sure there's plenty of people who love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, most people probably do.
Yeah.
Weirdos.
So you can't worry about what Dad says.
All I'm saying is I just didn't particularly like that. I would have liked the rest of the food, I'm sure.
Okay.
The fellow was really nice.
So nice.
I'll go back.
Yeah.
So nice. Yeah.
But that's a restaurant that your mom goes to and talks about how great it is, but she's never had anything but a salad. I'm like, how can you really judge a restaurant by a salad?
I love salads.
No, salad, no.
And I told y'all the truffle fries were delicious. The best ones I've ever had in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But salad, I hate a salad.
Well, okay, this is why I go to lunch with friends. It's fine.
Well, I would never judge you for getting a salad. We go to lunch all the time, you get a salad, and I'm gonna like, you got a salad? Ew.
Right.
I'm like, I just don't like them. I've tried many times.
You can't judge a restaurant's quality, the food quality, by a salad.
Yeah, you can. No, I've got some nasty salads at places. Yes, you can.
But if that were the case, like Ruby Tuesday would be awesome. To everybody, because they have a salad bar and the salad's
delicious.
And see,
that's not a good salad to me.
Oh, well, then you're weird.
Mm-hmm.
What's not to like about a Ruby Tuesday salad bar?
No.
Snob?
I am.
I went to Ruby Tuesday
I'm
once.
A salad snob. Once.
So I had to say.
Once.
When did you go to Ruby Tuesday?
A few years ago when we stopped. We were on our way to, I think, Destin. And there was one right next to our hotel. We went for a dinner. Yeah.
Was I with y'all?
Uh-uh.
No.
He never is.
Mm-mm.
Was it Destin then? I don't know.
Was it Disney World? One of those many times y'all did spring break without me and all that?
No, because there was someone else with us that usually didn't go to Disney with us. Oh, Mom earned the June Challenge Award on her Apple Watch. I got that notification.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It went away. But you won it.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So y'all monitor each other's activities on your Apple Watches?
Our workouts, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nothing else?
No.
Like you can't tell where she is and all of that?
No. Well, Mom can tell where I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't tell where Mom is.
Mm-hmm.
But I never look at that.
Okay.
I really don't.
All right. No, you do when I'm gone, like in Nashville.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah, I just have to know you're okay and safe and sound.
Good, good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a chip in your neck or something like a dog?
I think so.
Is that what it is?
I was the first child, so probably.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on Aiden too.
Yep, 21 years ago today, your mom developed baggage.
Aw, okay. That's nice.
Well, you did, you know, then you had a kid and then if something happened between us, we split up, you'd have that baggage.
Well, now she's not baggage. She's
having
legal.
A kid in tow.
Mm-hmm. In toes.
Uh-huh. Well.
What happens if we go way over the time? Like, what if this episode's like an hour?
It won't be.
Why, you want to keep it going?
No, I was just asking because some of the, I listened to one podcast and it's like an hour and I didn't know if like you had a, stop saying like so much. I didn't know if you had a set time that you have to be through or yeah, you'll get fired.
We do have a set window that we try to fit it into.
Or you'll get fired?
No. Oh. No, we could go as long as you want.
24-hour podcast challenge.
Ew.
Yeah, we'd have to do it without Mom.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my voice is already going out, so you'd have to do it without me, too.
Okay, well, we're almost finished with this segment. So do you want to go ahead and sing something for us now, Lainey?
Yeah, I'll sing. No, I'm not singing.
No, I'm just kidding. We don't want you singing.
Mm-mm. Thanks.
Not in your condition.
My condition?
I'm just kidding. All right, we got more coming up.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts. Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house. Uh-oh. On the Radio Button Network.
Whoa. Lainey just got an exciting message on her 21st birthday. Share it with everybody. What is it? What is it? What is it?
Chipotle said, happy birthday. We got you a free chips and guac to celebrate.
Let's go get it. Yes.
Mom, clap. Thanks.
Yay.
I like that.
Mm. You do love the Chipotle, the Chipotle.
I know. I haven't had it in a while. Maybe that's why they're...
Oh, and it's your birthday, I'm yeah. sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they said. Happy birthday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How'd they know?
They have it on a computer.
Oh.
Do you have to fill out a thing saying what your birthday is and all to shop at Chipotle?
I guess so. Well, for online.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I just fill it out so that I could get rewards like that. I didn't know they'd actually give me one. Oh, mm. Free chips and guac. That's so nice. That's and sweet. This state of the Americas, that is so nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, meaning where the inflation is and all of that.
I didn't mean to get in political talk. I just think it's funny.
No, I'm not being political. I'm just saying that everything's expensive now.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, my Chipotle mm-hmm. bowl went up $2. So now they're giving Ooh. Me free chips and guac.
I can't believe it went up $2.
Yeah, I don't really get it anymore.
Whew. Because of the two extra dollars?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think you can swing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got money.
No.
Got a job.
Yeah.
Lainey's a nanny.
Oh, yeah.
This summer, she's a nanny.
A nanny.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. For the summertime.
Then do you spank that little girl when she gets out of line?
No.
That you're babysitting?
No. Never. Never, never.
Huh. That's right. They're not spanking people, are they?
I don't
think. Well, I'm guessing because they're not Southern. So
I don't think anybody with little children today are spanking people.
Really? Not no. even Southerners? No. Not even good God-fearing no. Southerners don't no. spank but their kids
if,
anymore?
Mm-mm. Even if they were, I don't think I would be able to no, do you that. No, no, that's someone else's kid. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, gosh, yeah. no.
I was being sarcasm.
I know. I just didn't want that sarcasm to be taken the wrong way if someone from the family of that I babysit listens to it.
No.
Listens to this.
Mm.
Mm-mm.
But you used to get whooped.
No, she hardly ever got whooped.
But she did.
Twice in my whole life. One time when I was in fifth grade, that was too much. That was too
Who's
much.
Who's spanking me?
You.
Why?
Because I got my ears pierced.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, this was traumatizing. I don't even know psychotic. If I can say this without crying.
Oh, my gosh.
I got my ears pierced, and then the plastic, there's like plastic backs that are clear, and they can go straight in, like, I don't know. They're small. They're squishy. Mm. And it went into my earring hole. So my ear got infected and my earring was being held up by dry blood. Trigger warning. And I asked Mom to change my earring. And I kept telling her. I was like, ow, it hurts. It hurts. And she's like, why didn't you tell me your ear was infected? All this stuff was yelling at me because my earring was stuck. And I had an earring back in my ear for like 3 years after that. And she spanked me because she said I was being psycho.
You are. And
like where did she hit your arm or something?
No, my whole arrow. Oh.
Because you are being psycho. And were you not doing what you were supposed to do, cleaning?
No, I was. It was way after I had gotten it out. It was way after the 6 or 8 weeks or whatever it is at Claire's when they tell you to turn it and all this
stuff.
But
you were also screaming like somebody was murdering you. And that's probably why I spanked.
Because it hurt.
So, yeah, that was a spanking. And what was your other one?
I was too little.
I'm sorry I wasn't there to stop
that. No, your dad Lainey. Did the second one.
Lainey, I'm sorry I wasn't there to stop that.
No, you were you were the second one. You were mad at me, too. Because I woke you up. What? It was at the nighttime. It was like 9 o'clock, and I was in there. It was in your bathroom. You were going to sleep for the day.
And I spanked you because you woke me up?
No, you were just mad.
Because what were you doing?
Screaming.
Oh.
Because it hurt.
No, about the earring?
I mean, yeah.
Oh.
I spanked you right after she did?
No, you just got mad at me.
Oh.
No, you didn't spank me. Mom did. You spanked me the first time.
About what?
I don't know. You've just told me the story.
I bet I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Ooh, she was little and
she said she hated me.
Yeah.
Well, because you wouldn't put my That's So Raven DVD into my TV. So
I think that's upstairs. Kinda... I remember overlooking into the living room and pitching a fit. And said she hated me, and your daddy went
I honestly
stairs.
Don't know if I thought, I don't think I knew what that meant. I think I just got it from Disney Channel. I got it from Disney Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't say that in our family.
Nope.
Even when you're, you know, enraged and all that's no excuse to tell somebody you hate them.
Mm-mm. Now, I'm glad your brother's not here because we do not have time. We could go 24 hours about all his spankings he got.
Yeah, but he never
and
really.
And he got him from 2 to 4.
Yeah, he never got one hardly past the age of 4.
No,
so.
4 he stopped, but.
He was just a little shithead.
2 to 4? Woo wee, he was something.
So, I think since it's been, 11 years now? Is that how old you were when you got your last spanking? 5th grade?
10. Oh, yeah, 11 years.
All right, well, Jody, she needs another one for her birthday.
No, that's all right.
I'm too tired.
You'll hit just straight bone. There's nothing.
Straight bone then.
Yeah, you'll hit even more bone. Like, there's nothing there. You'll hurt yourself more than
that's
you'll hurt me.
That's pretty good, though, to get 2 spankings.
I know. Yeah. I'm really great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a trophy child.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're done. And it was fast, huh? Mm-hmm. Got over quickly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to go and finish celebrating Lainey's birthday with a big fat nap and then sushi for dinner. Cool? Is that what we're doing?
Yep. Happy birthday, Lainey.
All right. Hey.
Thanks.
We love you, darling. Daddy loves you, darling.
Thanks so much. Okay. Love you.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.